You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, and thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness. This is Apostle. I want to thank God for this day He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. Prepare for your breakthrough and your harvest. Jesus has a plan to bless you, and His blessings make rich, and He adds no sorrow. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. They that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which is not shaken but abideth forever. Your breakthrough is knocking on the door, and Piercing Darkness is about lifting up Jesus. That's the name that's above every name. So for prayer, you can call 561-337-9018. Call 561-337-9018. That's our prayer line. And also you can visit our website, which is powerevangelism.net. So if you go to our website, powerevangelism.net, you can be able to submit your progress to order our products, and also connect with us as we lift up Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is impossible. We come to you every week. We come to you Saturday at 1 o'clock on this station every week. So tune in every Saturday and enjoy this powerful broadcast. Let the name of Jesus be glorified like never before. Nothing is impossible with Him. All things are possible with them that believe. 561-337-9018.
His name really, Jesus said, for really,
This is Apostolic coming to you live on 89.9 FM, lifting up Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them to believe. Faith moves mountains. If you're going through financial hardships, you're going through emotional distress, and you're being pressed by the enemy from each corner, and life is hitting you hard, I want to encourage you to believe God that He can fix it, because nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them to believe. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. God has given us authority over the enemy. As believers, you can exercise that authority and win in spiritual warfare. If you're going through some battles in your life and you're trying to figure out how you're going to be able to win, and how you're going to be able to win, the best way for you to know how to win is to allow the Lord to reveal to you who He is. Because once you know who Jesus is, you will never be anxious for nothing or worry. Because He's a loving God, and His name is high and lifted up, is exalted above every name. The name of Jesus has been exalted above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And that's what makes the difference. When we trust God, and when we lean not on our understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, He says in His word, He shall direct our path. You need God's direction to break out of the curse, to break out of the battle, and have a testimony like this testimony you're going to hear today of people that God has touched. The word of God says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. Never stop calling on God. He answers prayer. He's in a throne. He raises the dead. He heals the sick. He casts out devils. He is what He says He is. He's been there and will always be. And nobody can remove Him from the throne. That name has been exalted above every name. So we have to lift up Jesus. We have to exalt Him and be anxious for nothing, but in, you know, make your request on God in prayer. So let this be a moment for you to meditate on the Lord. As we recently, you know, sometime back, I remember I gathered together with the choir, my choir, to worship God, and the Lord laid this song on my heart. And we just began to worship Jesus like never before. And I'm going to play this track. And I pray that it will bless you, because the name Jesus will never run out, will never be exhausted. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the name that's above every name. So we call Jesus, not just because we want to get blessings, but because we love him. Call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou know not. You have to love Jesus with all your heart and trust him that he will take care of you, because he's in control and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. So call us for prayer, 561-337-9018. We have two great services every Sunday. You can join us. Go to our website to get more information, pyfinding.net. One is at 11:30 in the morning, and another one at 7:30 p.m., miracle service, where God does mighty things for his glory. Testimonies of the power of God that we're going to be sharing today to help uplift you and build your faith, because God wants to take you to the next level of faith to experience his power and his blessing, because nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible when you believe. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018, or go to our website, pyevangelism.net. We have a crusade coming up in Anderson next week. If you're listening to us and you're in South Carolina, North Carolina, we're going to be at the Howard Johnson in Anderson, Clemson Boulevard. Services are at 7 p.m. Free admission, free parking. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. We also have a crusade in Minnesota coming up in June the 2nd and the 3rd. And we have other crusades. We'll keep you posted with what God is doing. We're going to be at the Kravis Center. We have also other crusades in Fort Pierce and Boca. And all these updates we're going to give to you. This ministry is about lifting up Jesus and reaching the lost. So we're going to hear a testimony of a woman that God blessed financially and supernaturally when she received a breakthrough that was beyond her expectation. Does God do miracles today? He does them. Because the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's hear this testimony. Let this testimony bless your heart. And nothing is impossible with God when you believe. 561-337-9018 is the number to call for prayer.
Share the one you said last time that you were here.
Let your faith arise in your soul.
2 weeks ago, I came to church and the apostle had a word of knowledge saying that someone was going to get $2,000 in the bank. So Sunday, I went in the bank and I deposited some money. But before I deposited and then I checked my balance, I had over $10,000. So I went in a drive-thru, so I left drive-thru, I went inside, and then I told the teller to check my account again. So I gave her my name and my account number, and then she told me that, as a matter of fact, it was $10,000 and some change. So not only God over-multiplied the $2,000 to $10,000.
Somebody shout hallelujah!
Say hallelujah!
It's a supernatural.
Supernatural.
Say one more time. Supernatural deposit.
Supernatural
increase.
The Lord can do the same for you. So how? Many ways God can bless people. You know, when you believe, he opened doors for you that no man can close. Those breakthroughs are God-given. And the Lord shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Joy comes in our heart when the Lord does a miracle, so we can give him praise and glory, because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with him. When you believe, you will receive.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Miracles still happen. Even sad you say it, amen. Amen, Louis. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. When I first came to this ministry, I was so skinny. I was like a stick.
And I always prayed, Lord, that I want to gain pounds. So the Lord answered my prayer. I started gaining some pounds, some weight. And I was like, oh, Lord, it's too much now. And I said, Lord, it's too much. Oh, my God, I need to lose some weight now, Lord. Because I know when you ask the Lord, he give what you ask him. So after in Boca, I was like, Apostle was like, tell the Lord how much pound you want to lose. He's like, if you want to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, say it. I said, Lord, I want to lose 10 pounds. And I got touched. But tell you the truth, I never weighed myself because I'm so scared to look at the scale. But I know I lost some weight, and I give God praise for that.
Somebody say hallelujah. Miracles still happen. Jesus is Lord. The Lord did it for you. Glory to Jesus. Amen. How do you feel now?
I feel awesome.
You feel awesome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even your mom was talking about it, you know.
And also I got another testimony.
Yes.
I've been praying God for a car. I don't know if she gave that part. And then I went everywhere off lease. When I went to off lease, when you're trying to buy a car, you got to ask for the Carfax. So the guy was like, oh, and I saw a 2011 Camry. I loved the car. It was red. It was beautiful. And I was like, okay, I would like to see the Carfax. So I work in the financial office, so I know how people are. So when he gave me the Carfax, it was saying that the car had been in an accident. And I said, why you want to sell me a car that been to an accident? I don't want the car. He was like, oh, no, you could take the car. It was the fender bender, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, sir, I do not want the car. So I bounced out, and I went to another car dealership. And then I didn't mean to say like that.
No, that's fine. We're enjoying ourselves.
And then I went to another car dealership. They was like, Junior, due to your credit, we can't. You need a cosign. I said, Lord, I don't want a cosign. I want mine to be mine. So I walked out, and I went to Pompano. Was it Pompano? Yeah, it was Pompano. And I walked in there. I saw a nice 2010 Camry. I said, Lord, this is mine. I could feel it. Something told me, Junior, this is your car. So when I got in there, they pull up my credit. And when they pull up my credit, they said, all you need is $5,000 down to drive out with this car today. And I had the money with me in cash. I gave the money, signed my paper, and I took my key. When I took my car, I anoint my car with oil. That was number one. When I start the key, believe me or not, all the station was Christian station. I said, Lord, this is it. I was like, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God knows how to meet his children at the point of their need. Are you in a need of a breakthrough, either in your finances? You need a breakthrough in any area of your life. Just surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit and let him guide you and direct you to your breakthrough, because Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him when you believe. Faith moves mountain. Devils are cast out when we release our faith. A young lady testified about how God blessed her with a car. God can do the same for you. If you want a miracle, just release your faith and God will do it for you. All these testimonies you're hearing are proof that God is still on the throne and he still does wonders to bless his beloved. So God gives his beloved sleep. God supplies our need according to riches and glory. God takes care of those that trust him. And he still loves you. Even when you think he doesn't, but he does. And miracles are a demonstration of the love of God. We have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. And we're going to hear more testimonies so we can give God glory. Jesus is Lord. And nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible when we believe. The best is yet to come.
Thank you.
I want to give God praise because I used to have flat foot, and my feet usually get swollen when I stand up or walk for a long time. And one Sunday night, Apostle prayed for me, and now I have an arch in my feet, and my feet doesn't hurt or swollen anymore.
Lord, hallelujah. To God be the glory for the powerful testimony. Amen. She has an arch in her feet, both of them. She was flat-footed, and the Lord moved in a situation during a miracle service as a creative miracle. Now, this girl, when she received this prayer, she was around 18, 17, 18, something like that. And the Lord did something for her in a fit. He put an arc in a fit. No need for, you know, that's a creative miracle. If God can do it for her, he can do it for you. In any way, when we release our faith and believe God, the Lord will do miracles for his glory. 561-337-9018. The prayer line is open. You can call for prayer and receive your prayer. We're going to stand with you in prayer and believe God to move in your life. In Jesus' name, our God is the same yesterday and forever.
Jesus.
Amen.
I love him so much. I love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, my Father. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, Jesus, take me far. He take me far. I don't have, if I have to pay God, I don't have no money to pay. Only thing I can do, give him glory and give him honor. And I want God, give me more faith. I have a faith in God. I know he can do anything for me. Nothing impossible for him. 2009, I got five children. I got two of them coming from Miami. My first one and my fourth one. They called me. They said, Mommy, I'm coming home. I said, okay, no problem. They said, Mommy, the one got accident. She said, Mommy, I want you to cook my favorite food for me. But I know what she likes. I say, okay. When I get home from work, I go cook the food for them. When I called them, back 2 hours, they didn't show up at home. I called them, I say, why are you not coming home yet? They said, Mommy, we in with spam. When I sit down on the couch, I read my Bible, I hear some voice. Mm-hmm. I heard some voice, somebody call me, something wrong, something wrong, something wrong. After 15 minutes, they call me. They have an accident, my daughter passed away. Since that, I used to pass away sometime, headache all the time. But I got a seizure. When I have a seizure, when I go to seizure, I go to Lanwood Hospital. Every day I went to Lanwood. One day when I'm driving, I got a seizure in Democratic, in Fort Pierce. And when I'm driving. So I come in here 2013. I got headache. I cannot sleep. My eyes run water all the time. When I come in here, first time I come in here in 2013, the pastor said, anybody who got headache, you can sleep at night, come in right here. Since 2013, get that sleep good in Jesus' name. I sleep good. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I sleep good. I don't have no more headache. When I go to Stud Hospital, the doctor said, Ms. Gerda, do you know you have a stroke in your brain? I say, I don't know that. I say, how everything now? They say, everything okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank God. I'm still got a headache. I see sometimes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for those testimonies. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. When you put your faith and trust in God, he will fix it because he's still on the throne and is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have a prayer line. It's open right now. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. We want to take your prayer request and pray with you and stand in faith to believe God to move in your situation because nothing is impossible with God. We're going to hear another testimony right now. To the glory of God. 561-337-9018. You can call for prayer. 561-337-9018.
Like really bad.
Hold it like this.
For a while, I've been having really bad knee pain in my knees because, you know, I'm tall. And even like around the time I would get my cycle, it would get worse. So Sunday night, I was having worse pain on the right knee. Then Apostle called the choir to come sing for the healing portion. And then I was sitting up there, and I was like, oh, my God, my knees. And then he was ministering. The very first thing he said is, someone, you have pain in your right knee. It's gone. Like, test yourself. And I test myself, and it was gone. Ever since then, no knee pain.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The knee pain left after word of knowledge was released. You see, God speaks. Just as she just testified, you know, she's been having knee pain, and she's standing on the choir to minister in pain. And the Lord gives me a word of knowledge. There's somebody here with a knee pain, he just left. And then check yourself. She checked herself. The knee pain is gone. When you are in the glory and in the presence of God, you can withdraw your miracle. That's why we encourage you to come to these services where the glory is present. You know, when you sacrifice and take time to come, you will receive a miracle. You will receive a blessing. So next time we have a crusade around your area, take time to come and believe God. And this will happen to you. The Lord will touch you. The Bible says, when evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick and healed them. They brought them. So people in those days when Jesus was on earth, they had to walk on foot. They had to ride a donkey or a horse and take the sick to the Lord. You think about the challenges they had to do. But now you can drive. It's different in today's generation with our technology. So you just have to break out of the comfort zone. You know, your blessing is not in your comfort zone. Your blessing, you have to step out and go get it. So if you want to be free, you have to reach out by faith and trust God to move in your situation. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. We're going to hear another very powerful testimony here. All these testimonies are powerful. But this lady is going to, she came to the service. And for many, many years, let me play the testimony first before I even talk about it. Because that's going to bless your heart in Jesus' name.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Miracles still happen.
561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018.
Hallelujah. I want to give thanks to God for everything he's done in my life. A year after I graduated, I've been looking for a job, and my major was kind of hard, and I found one. But it wasn't really what I was looking to do. An apostle was in a service, and he was like, everything the devil took from me, I would get it back. And I definitely knew that there is power in the name of the Lord, so I just kept believing and trusting in him. So I went on it. I applied for the job, and then 6 months later, the lady finally called me and called me for an interview after Apostle prayed for me. She said she would contact me. It was a stack of applications in her hand. She said she would call me after interviewing everybody, and I was like, oh, Lord, this whole stack, what are the chances of me getting this job? So, you know, I kept my faith still because I knew in prayer that there's really a lot of miracles that do happen, and she called me the next day and offered me the job, so I give God praise.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Lord, and the Lord shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And nothing is impossible when you believe. Maybe you've been trying to get a job and you're filling applications. They never call you back. After this show, get ready to get your job. They'll call you because we're going to pray. Stay tuned. Don't touch the dial. We're coming to you live. And nothing is impossible when you believe. This is a live broadcast. Miracles are happening to the glory of God, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Jesus is Lord. You see, breakthrough is God stepping into your condition and your situation. You know, most people don't even know how to receive. And today I'm going to talk to you and teach you how to receive, how you can release your faith. Because you have to step out of your comfort zone to witness and experience God's power. You got to be willing to risk. Let's hear this testimony and give God glory. 561-337-918 or go to our website.
That's a real miracle. Amen. This is a praise God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I lost my hearing when I was 8 years old. I had a fever, 105, and God actually blessed me last night to actually hear my right ear.
Amen. What? So how did you hear about the meeting?
I feel revived.
Well, how did you find out about the coming last night? Did you see it on, did you come to church here or what did you? Oh, you remember. Oh, praise God. This is a good, praise God. It's a good, amen. It's a good church, amen. God bless Pastor Henry and his wife. Oh, man, great team here. So since you were 8 years old, amen, you haven't been able to hear that ear, amen?
No, since I was eight, I was not able to hear that ear.
And how old are you now?
22.
So can somebody do the math? That's 14 years, right? Is my math good? I think I passed math. Let them praise God. 14 years. So 14 years. And when God touched you, can you describe, you ran around and you were crying and Pastor interviewed you, Pastor Henry. Tell us what you felt and how you feel today.
It was like a warm touch, like came across my ear. Uh-huh. And the only thing I could feel is like, I could actually hear the piano was playing in my ear. Uh-huh. And it was beautiful to actually hear a piano actually playing and hearing things.
That's amazing. That is amazing. That's, yes, Jesus will give you all the glory, amen. That's why we do these crusades with Apostle Sally and Pastor Henry. That's why he's so gracious to open his church to us, because he believes and he wants his church and he wants the community and the CSR to experience this, amen. Hallelujah. This is priceless. You can't replace an ear cost, even a hearing can't do it. $1,000 at the doctor, but she came here and God touched her. What? Okay, let me ask you one question before I let you go. People that came here that never experienced the power of God or seen miracles and maybe needed healing, but they don't understand, it made it so easy for you. Tell us why you received so easily and what they need to do to receive their miracle tonight.
Because I have faith in God and God's going to heal me.
I have faith in God and God's going to heal me. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's praise the Lord. Glory to God. You see, what happens here is when you come into the atmosphere of God's glory and presence and believe, God will do the same for you. Don't worry. Stop worrying about the situation. Just have to believe, because nothing is impossible. 14 years deaf in her ear because she had a temperature, a fever, and the temperature was so high when she was 8, it ruptured her eardrum. Totally deaf. Totally deaf. And the Lord instantly opened the ear. That is a creative miracle. God is the creator. And he's on the throne. So, you can't sit back and miss the opportunity of getting blessed. When you want to receive from God, you have to release your faith. Once you release your faith, God will move the mountain out of your life. Nothing is impossible with the Lord when we believe. You see, you have to carry the cross and follow Jesus. She sat through the service, went through the worship, the preaching, and then the ministration began. And the Lord saw her heart, and he gave me a word of knowledge and a call out, the condition. She stepped out in front of all those hundreds of people. God did a creative miracle. And we give him praise. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Greater is he that is in thee, that is in this world, than greater is he that is in thee than he that is in this world. Christ in you is greater than the devil that is in this world. If Jesus is in your heart, what can the devil do? Let the Lord take over your soul. And you will experience breakthrough. Nothing is impossible with them. 561-337-9018. Let's hear another testimony to the glory of God.
Moi, c'est dans l'église Mbaile, so Mbaga Assurance. I know one day you're gonna hear me, and I had faith that he's gonna hear me. But tonight, when the pastor apostle called me, I was jump up because I know it was me, because I know I've been praying for it. And then when he say on my left, it's like a tumor, and that's exactly what it is. And I jump to it. And then God has healed me tonight. And I say thank you, Jesus, because sous la main gauche moi il était gonflé ton tigeant clair.
Only God can heal and remove tumors. If you don't release your faith, then you're going to miss your opportunity to get blessed. This woman came with a tumor, and that day she didn't feel like going to church, but she, you know, she dragged herself and came, and the Lord surprised her. That's what the enemy does to you sometimes, to discourage in your mind, so you don't want to step out of your comfort zone to go and get blessed. Your breakthrough, remember, is not in the comfort zone. You have to step out. Jesus loves you. 561-337-918 or go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Don't forget to join us in Anderson, South Carolina, the 12th and the 13th for a miracle crusade. Jesus is Lord. At Howard Johnson, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, to get more information about it. And then also we have another crusade at the Doubletree in Minneapolis, June the 2nd and 3rd. Pray for those crusades and remember, nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe.
This medical report, give it back to the sister. Go ahead, sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
I don't know where to start because today made it 18 years. I went to immigration. They told me they denied my case, me and my two sisters. We cannot get it. But today, I got it. Yesterday, I met me and my two sisters. I want to give God praise. I don't know what to do anymore. I said, thank you, Jesus. Because I don't know what to do anymore. I asked my mother for help. She turned her back on me. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because I come here, I pray, I fast, I give my name. I don't know what to do anymore. I asked a pastor to help me pray for me and my two sisters. But yesterday, us three got it in the mail. With no payment. We didn't have to pay a dime. And we receive it in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Because I don't know what would I do. Without him, I don't know where I'd be today. Because everything we do will turn wrong for us. But today I can say, I am free by the blood of Jesus.
I want to hear what God has done for our sister here.
It's amazing what God can do. Listen to this. This woman, for many years, they denied her application for a green card. And she came to the service. And the Lord prophetically released this breakthrough for her. Everybody turned her down. They sat on her case for many years. And that's why she's excited, because the Lord blessed her. Now she can go to the next level of a blessing. Is there anything too difficult for God? Nothing is too difficult for God. When you believe, that mountain will be removed. And that's what we do here. 561-337-918 within faith. Believe God more than matter of your life in Jesus' name. No matter how long it takes, God will do it when you believe.
Me like you. You're not cross, no one loves me like you. No one loves me like you.
No one loves me like you, Jesus. God gave me that song when I was meditating on him, and he was showing me how his love is amazing and reaching. You can get that song on the track called True Worship. We have it available on our website. We have some great music that will help you connect with God. Intimacy is very important. And great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the name of Jesus. I believe in miracles and I believe in God and nothing is impossible. We have a crusade in Anderson, South Carolina. We want to invite all of you to come from wherever. You can fly into Greenville Airport or you could drive. We're going to be at the Howard Johnson. Pray for us. Stand with us in faith. It's going to be a life-changing experience. People are coming from all over. You imagine heaven is already and the Lord is ready to move in these crusades. And we have a crusade coming up in Minnesota in the Twin Cities for 2 nights, June the 2nd and 3rd. And also we're going to be having a citywide crusade here in Florida. We're going to have a citywide crusade and also we're going to have a healing school and also school of ministry. So we're going to let you know when the dates are released very soon. And when we do the citywide crusades, we go full blast. So God has to be glorified. We're not going to hide him under the table. We have to let the world know. Go tell on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. You see, I want to talk to you right now about receiving from the Lord. And for the next few minutes, I'm going to take about 10 minutes just to share the word of God to help build your faith. Because most people don't know how to receive. The Bible say, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened for you. As we study the word of God, what we see here, that God wants us to connect with him, not just to use him. You see, the Lord will never invade your privacy. He gives you promptings by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit are God's children. First thing the Bible says, they're so powerful about the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, the Spirit of God brings liberty. So if he's present, there is liberty. You need liberty in the Spirit. Once you receive liberty in the Spirit, you can connect with God and God will bless you. As I share this word, you can call the prayer line 561-337-918. Those of you watching us on social media, Periscope or Facebook, you can share this live broadcast with your friends and then they can enjoy it too. The word of God is so clear when we talk to God. If you come to God, you have to believe that he is a reward of those that seek him diligently. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. You see, that is evidence. You have to picture it done. So if you're going to receive something from God, don't come with a beggar mentality. You'll come with adoption as a child of God in humility. And you don't understand that without God, me and you are nothing. I know that personally. Without God, I'm nothing. So I need him. So I can't come to God with that attitude. You better do it. If you don't do it, I'm going to go somewhere. No, nowhere to go. Come to God as your only option. That's number one. Number two, you have to believe that he answers prayer. And you have to ask him to help you believe. So if you're going to receive, you have to make room. You have to suspend your understanding. You see what do you mean by that? You have to understand the Lord is going to supersede your thinking and your understanding to move in your situation so he can get glory. Because how is he going to get glory when you are trying to make it happen? So you have to trust him to guide you. Each step is a miracle. When God spoke to Abram, he told him, go to the land that I'll show you and there I'll bless you. So Abram had to step out of that comfort zone and head to the land that God was going to show him. And that's the land where the Lord blessed him. So he had to step out of his comfort zone and go to the place that God was going to show him. And that's where the blessing came. So most people want to receive in their comfort zone. And that's where they miss it. you have to be willing to risk, to step out. This man risked. He left his family, comfort zone, his home, his property, comfort zone, his inheritance, comfort zone, and to go to this God. What must people must have thought? Maybe he took some drugs. God never told us that he's going to send you somewhere, but he spoke to Abraham, not to everybody. So most of you, when you want to see the thing make sense to your head and to everybody, you see, human beings like to follow each other. That's why fashion is a big thing. One celebrity comes up with a new style of outfit. Nowadays, I see these young guys, you know, they pull up the pockets and have them hanging out. Why? Because they saw a cool guy playing basketball doing it, so they think it's cool. So people follow each other. You see, the law doesn't work like this. When he's going to bring a breakthrough to you, he speaks to you directly. You have to understand this. To receive, it doesn't have to make sense to everybody. Because sometimes God wants you to know that he is not man. Because he's not man. He doesn't think like man. As far as the heavens from the earth, so is the Lord's ways different from our ways. So if it doesn't make sense to people, it doesn't mean that God is not speaking. You have to go to the Word, to the Bible, to look for reference to what you're believing God for, to move in your life. So to receive requires surrender. To receive requires faith to be released. And how are you going to release faith if you don't have it? So how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. Once we hear the Word of God, then we're going to receive from the Lord. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when we believe, because he answers prayer. And he's on the throne. He's doing miracles today like he did before. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Jesus is Lord. And I want to encourage you to trust him with all your heart. And as I share this word of God with you, I want you to know that there is nothing impossible with God when you believe. So you have to call him. He says, call unto me and I'll answer thee. And I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So when you call God, call him in prayer. Call him in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love Jesus.
Amen.
I love him so much. I love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, my Father. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, Jesus, take me far. He take me far. I don't have, if I have to pay God, I don't have no money to pay. Only thing I can do, give him glory and give him.
When you call him, he will move in your situation. When you call him, he will move in your situation. I want to share a testimony of this that really blesses my heart before I continue to share the word of God. You know, all these testimonies are amazing about the power of God, what he's able to do in our lives, in situations. Because when you're dealing with problems in your life, the first thing the enemy wants you to do is look at the mountain. And the bigger the mountain, the more scared you were. But this woman invited me to come and pray for her in a hospital. And she had cancer. So when I showed up in the hospital to pray for her, she had no insurance. And she was at JFK Hospital. So I showed up there to pray for her, rebuked the cancer. The Lord removed it. And in the hospital, when they came the next day, they couldn't figure out what happened. So they ran tests. So we're going to keep here longer because they had planned to send her home to go die because of the insurance situation. But they kept her longer, ran tests after tests. They couldn't find it. God gave her favor. He moved into a situation. So you have to picture it done if you want to receive from God. And that's what I want to teach you today, how to receive from God. Maybe you're sick in your body. Maybe you're tormented. Maybe you have you're facing foreclosure. We have a woman that testified over $200,000 wiped off her mortgage God did a favor for him. You have to picture it done. You have to believe. Because God is in a situation. So your understanding has to be suspended. So your heart can connect with God. He will give you instruction. Sometimes God will do instant, sometimes gradual. But he will move. But why is it that this generation struggles to believe? Because there's a lot of options and opinions. That's why Joshua asked these people, choose these this day whom you shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. There are many opinions out there. Even Jesus said, who do people say I am? Some say you are this, some say this, but who do you say I am? You're the Messiah. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Faith can only come by revelation knowledge. You need revelation knowledge from Jesus to know what he's saying about that situation. Each specific situation in your life you're dealing with, God has a plan. He looks at it differently. So from the Lord's perspective, when we look at situations in our life, from the way God, how God sees them, if we see them the way God sees them, then we will not glorify these circumstances. But learn to release faith in your life. You have to speak to that mountain. And when you get in prayer, learn to make declarations too. Because when you pray, you don't only ask, but also you speak. The Bible says, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. And knock, and the door shall be opened for you. So you speak the word. And when you speak the word, you make declaration. As you make those declaration, the breakthrough will be released. And a miracle will happen to you. And a deliverance will take place. That's what God does. He does it every time we release our faith. So on this broadcast today, I want you to believe God to move that mountain out of your life. I want you to trust him that he's going to fix it. I want you to trust him that he's going to remove that barrier to your breakthrough. You had the young lady testify earlier. For years and years, they denied her. But favor came upon her and a breakthrough manifested. And she couldn't even control herself when she was talking. Joy overwhelmed her emotion. God gets the glory in all these miracles and testimonies we witness and experience. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Trust him and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Picture it done. Picture it done. Picture it done. Picture it done. Believe that it's done. Believe that it's done. And you will see it manifest. You will see it come to pass. But you have to believe. And last thing I want to say before I pray with you. You know, the moment you take your eyes off Jesus, you're going to sink. You're going to drown. That's what Peter did. The Lord told him, come. So he stepped out of the boat and began to walk on water. But when he turned his eyes to see the waves, he began to sink. Watch this. He called Jesus immediately. And then once he called Jesus, it happened. He stepped into, the Lord reached out, picked him up, and he began to walk back on water again. You have to keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't be distracted by anything, but keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't be distracted by anything, but keep your eyes on Jesus, because the Lord is still on the throne and he does wonders. But you have to keep your eyes on him. Why do people take the eyes off Jesus? Because they hear other voices, other opinions. Those are distractions. Even offense is one of the ways you're going to take your eyes off the Lord. Because once you focus on offense, when you're offended, even the Bible says offenses shall increase in the last days. That's going to break your focus. Remember, your blessing is not in the comfort zone. Offense is uncomfortable. So you have to step out of that area and release your faith. Open up your heart and believe God to fix it. Whatever you're believing God for, God can fix it. We're going to pray a prayer of faith. Speak to that mountain to go. Stop worrying about what if, what if, what if. Your what if should be, what if God does it? Not what if God doesn't do it. No, God will do it. Don't be blinded by opinions. of man. Because man, even the Bible said, don't be afraid, but fear not, but believe. So that's how you're going to receive from God. The name of Jesus is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So, breaking out of that loophole, breaking out of that pit and stepping out of it will take the glory and the power of God. That's why we do this broadcast, to set an atmosphere on the airwaves as we share testimonies and bring the word for you to release your faith. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I admit that I was born a sinner. I renounce my sin and iniquity. I am born again. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. If you made a commitment to Christ, you are born again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now I'm going to pray. If you hear the sound of my voice, just touch the radio or just lift up your hands in faith. If you're watching me on Periscope or Facebook, you can stretch your hands towards me as I'm going to pray right now in Jesus' name to speak to your condition, to your circumstance. God answers prayer. Right now, Father, stand with those people that are watching and hearing me right now in the spirit. There's no distance. I pray that you move in those situations, move in their health, move in their finances, move in their marriage, move in any area of their life they want a blessing of God to come. The Bible said the blessing of God makes rich and it adds no sorrow. I take authority over sickness and disease, command it to go. I rebuke premature death and I come against the curse of destruction. Go in Jesus' name. Be free by the blood of Jesus. For he with the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Lord, move into that situation. For your word says, you shall speak to the mountain, it shall be removed. Even if our faith is as little of that of a mustard seed, I command that mountain to go. Your word says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things that which thou knowest not. Some of your children here need divine intervention, 911 miracle. Move in their situation right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, I believe and I receive it. Right now, you have received it, and begin to give thanks to God. As you give thanks to him, you will have a testimony to the glory of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're going to hear from you. Write to us on our website, pyvans.net. We want to hear your testimony. Or write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida. By the way, 33422. I want to hear from you. Go to our website. Watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 p.m. on channel 1361 and 436 HD. And we come on this station every Saturday at 1 p.m. God bless you. I'll see you in Aiken. I'll see you in Anderson, excuse me. And I'll see you in Minnesota. Have a blessed day. Thanks for tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is Lord and nothing is